Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of October 19th, 2019. My name is Kelton, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The weather was beautiful on the weekend. Migrations of birds and insects was underway in between storms. Larissa was lucky to have two migrating birds come very close so she could observe them. One was a hawk and the other a bald eagle. She thought it was very cool. Migration is even seen while inside. On the 22nd, Miss Teague's class saw a flock of ducks flying overhead from their classroom window. They all saw a hawk dive while he was in Miss Amber's classroom. Emerson saw a ruffed grouse on the edge of her neighbor's woods line on Saturday, and her dad saw one cross the road on Sunday. A monarch butterfly flew south with determination along the shore at Brighton Beach on Sunday the 20th. Lucy saw a smaller butterfly on the 19th. It was on the apple, then flew away. It pointed south like a compass. Dragonflies were still flying as well on Sunday the 20th. It was good that they got some miles behind them on Sunday because on October 21st, there was a huge wind and rainstorm, and many of us observed the effects. A trampoline blew away because the wind was so strong in Ruka's neighborhood. Ezra's house lost all power for over 30 minutes. When Max was driving home on Tuesday, a tree branch fell and hit his windshield. We have seen a bunch of broken down trees in our school forest. On the 19th, Emerson saw two black bear cubs with a mama bear by her apple trees, and one of the cubs started to climb up a tree. Miss T.G. heard a snuffling in her crab apple trees Monday night and scared two young raccoons out of the tree. By Thursday evening, the 24th, we dropped to our first hard freeze of 24 degrees. Windshields needed scraping, and the garden and flower beds are now done for sure. Tamarack trees are now at their peak this week with a beautiful gold color on our school grounds. It is a welcome sight as the woods are now leafless and gray. I noticed the balsam fir trees were filled with sap while we cut the diseased ones down in the school forest. It made the sods sticky. We then cut them into smaller sticks which were placed on the nature trails so that the muddy spots weren't so muddy. Next Tuesday the 29th, they will experience heavy traffic as we celebrate another fall landmark for our school, our living reenactment of the Voyager era. We will dress in period clothing, and the Ojibwe and Voyagers will trade goods at two trading posts in our woods. People from the community come out to walk back in time. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week, and be observant.